Comedian George Carlin made famous the seven words you can't say on television. As 2015 approaches, Cognoscenti commentator Jerry Quinzio has come up with her own list. Her words are not dirty, but she says they do sully our language.
These are words that are misused, overused, or just plain annoying. There were runners-up. Selfie bugs me. So does locavore. But with the following seven words purged from my daily speech, I feel better about the year ahead already. Here's my list. Curate. It means to look after and preserve. As a curator of art in a museum, I was okay with curated fashions and curated books in a home library. But when I heard about carefully curated snacks, I'd had enough. I do not think it should be used in reference to granola bars. Amazing. The word that once meant to stun or stupefy, as by a blow on the head, now seems to mean good. A waiter at a restaurant in my neighborhood says, "It's amazing," whether you order a salad or the evening special. When everything is amazing, nothing is. Iconic, as in representative of a culture or a movement. Can a new and hitherto unheard of soft drink, snack food, or shampoo really pull such weight? I don't want to live in a culture where it can. Entrepreneurial. It used to be that only risk-taking business people were expected to be entrepreneurial. Now, even someone in a risk-free position, like an assistant librarian at a historical society, is told to be. It's time to give that word a rest. Artisanal, meaning made by hand or by traditional methods. Think cheese or handmade sweaters. But packaged bread mixes made by Pillsbury? Not artisanal. No matter what the marketing says. And contrary to claims in a recent article in Psychology Today, there is no such thing as artisan parenting. Yuck! Branding. Since I am neither a cow nor General Motors, I intend to steer clear of branding. Foodie. Enough said.
Jerry Quinzio is author of Food on the Rails, The Golden Era of Railroad Dining. She's also a contributor to Cognoscenti, WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page. You can find her essay and many others at WBUR.org.